Zorn, Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Hey, Zorn.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I don't hear you singing.
I wasn't singing this time. It's Wendy's week to sing. Ooh, we've been changing off.
Alternating. Okay.
Several things to talk to you about. Let's start out with the Donald Trump story that you were telling me off air. I love this.
Well, you know, over the weekend, he got into a little Twitter spat with Don Lemon CNN and LeBron James. He said that Don Lemon, you know, who he's called the stupidest guy on TV, made LeBron James look smart, which wasn't easy, you know.
A backhanded compliment at its best.
Well, not even that. I mean, it was a real insult to LeBron James. And then, you know, people have been noticing how he's been calling Maxine Waters, the African-American congresswoman, very low IQ. Refers to her that way a lot, so she's got low IQ. So it's sort of coming up. People were saying, well, Donald Trump's a racist because when he focuses on intelligence, he focuses only, you know, he focuses mostly on black people and on women. And so I went to the New York Times has this fascinating database where they've categorized, it's like 200 pages long, of all the people he's insulted, all the people and things that he has insulted on Twitter since 2015. And I actually went through and counted all the people he's referred to as dumb or dummy or low IQ or a dope. I counted all those people. And I just wanted to see, like, is there any pattern to this? Is there, like, is it mostly black people? Is it mostly women?
It's everyone, isn't it?
It is everyone, but it's mostly white men, actually. 38 out of the 43 people, well, 44 now. I would say 44 because I didn't count LeBron in this. LeBron doesn't show up in this database. So 38 out of 44 are white, and 31 out of 44 are men. So
sure, he's jealous. He wants to rise above them.
Well, I mean, I'll just give you some samples here. Joe Biden, not very bright. David Brooks, who's the columnist in the New York Times, actually somewhat conservative, one of the dumbest of all the pundits. James Comey, stupid. Mark Cuban, not smart enough to run for president. Robert De Niro, very low IQ individual. Lindsey Graham, Republican senator, dumb mouthpiece. John Kasich, Ohio governor, dummy. Charles Krauthammer, if you remember Charles Krauthammer,
the late
Charles Krauthammer, who was very bright. He was a psychiatrist.
Yeah,
I think Harvard educated. He calls him a dope.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard, which is a conservative publication, dummy, dopey, even dumber, and so on. It just goes on and on. I collected all these. Mitt Romney, one of the dumbest and worst candidates in the history of Republican politics, and he goes on and on about Karl Rove.
Do you know, can I just interrupt you for a minute? People who say they're not very smart doubt their own ability. That's the only thing I can say.
Well, the thing about this that interests me is that when you read this list, it just goes on and on and on, the people he attacks and the way he attacks them. You realize that Donald Trump may or may not be a racist or a sexist, but he's just a child. I mean, these are like third grade taunts.
Yeah.
They really are. And the thing is that some of the people who he's taunting about their intelligence, George Will is another one. I mean, you know, George Will, he uses all the words that nobody understands. I mean, George Will is, you know, say what you will about George Will.
He's pretty intelligent man.
He is erudite. And, and Krauthammer and Bill Kristol, a lot of the people I've named are very, very smart people, you know, academically. And to go on.
But they don't have the best words. And Donald Trump has explained to us that he has the best words.
Someone said that his verbal style is like a third grader. It's just the words he uses and the way he expresses himself. But the thing is that you read this and you realize that this is just immature is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Every time anyone criticizes him, he lashes back and he tries to go right for the most personal you know, thing. Like, you know, and it's something that you could test. And this is where I'm getting with this is I believe that, I mean, at one point he challenged Rex Tillerson to an IQ test. Remember this? Tillerson, the former Secretary of State, famously, allegedly referred to him as a moron.
Mm-hmm.
And when Trump heard about this, he said, well, I'll take him to an IQ test. I know who's going to win. And nobody took him up on that.
Yeah, why didn't that happen?
I thought that would be a terrific thing, and I think that someone like Maxine Waters ought to take him up on that, or any of these people whose intelligence he's questioned. They ought to say, well, look, you're not that busy, man. You're playing golf three times a week. You certainly seem to have enough time to watch cable TV all the time. Let's take an hour out, or however long it takes to take an IQ test, and let's just see who wins. Let's see how you do. I think that would be great. And you could actually measure it. It'd be like someone saying, you know, I can jump higher than you can. Well, let's test. This would be something we can test.
That's a tape measure.
Test this thing out. So that, you know, I don't think you would go for it. But it's just one of those things where when you read this list of the and the way he attacks people, they're crazy.
Sure.
You know, what did he say about Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Her mind is shot. He just wanted this. I mean, this is the president of the United States, and he just acts like this. He acts like a child. So.
Let me ask you about something he said over the weekend. He was at a rally in Ohio, and he was explaining that he has the ability to destroy careers of Republicans that don't get along with him. That if you disagree with him, if you're a Republican that does not agree with him, he can and will destroy your career. Now, this is something that he says. He says so much of this sort of thing that, look, at the two of you didn't even hear about this. What if Barack Obama had said that? What if he said,
well, he
let me tell you
have.
Something about me. I could destroy Democrats. If they don't agree with me, I will destroy their career.
The thing is,
that would be in the front page of every newspaper in America.
Oh, totally. But the thing about what he says is it's kind of true these days. Like Mark Sanford, who was the congressman from South Carolina, mm-hmm. the Appalachian Trail guy, mm-hmm. who was doing fine until Trump turned on him and endorsed his opponent in the primary, and Sanford went down to defeat. And I think Trump is like 9 out of 10 or something like that in Republican primaries, where he's picked a Republican candidate in the primary and gotten behind that candidate. He's 9 out of 10. And senators like Ben Sasse, who from, was he Nebraska, I think? I'm trying to remember. I think that's right. Who criticized Trump, realize they can't even run for re-election. I mean, that's like they're done.
It ends them.
It ends them right there. So he does have that. He's right when he says that. He's right. And I think a lot of the Republicans know that, which explains the odd response of the party to all this stuff that he's doing.
Here's what he said in Ohio. I only destroy their career because they say bad things about me, and you fight back, and then they go down the tubes, and that's okay. That seems like a good way to do business.
That's hardball politics for you right there. Seriously, if you've got to get your base behind you, you've got to get your party behind you.
Yeah.
And he's certainly done that. His approval rating among Republicans is strikingly high. I mean, in the polls, somewhere around 91%, which is, I think, he says it's higher than anyone since Lincoln. Now, of course, they weren't like polls like that or in Lincoln's time.
Right.
He likes to say he's the best, greatest president, other than maybe Lincoln.
Yeah.
So that's him for you.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Very similar. All right. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break and then discuss more with Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune. If you'd like to jump in, 312-981-7200 is the way to do it. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Were you just doing something off the new album?
Yep.
I heard you do one of the new songs off the album.
It's a cover album.
It's beautiful.
I'm also doing, you know, another song on it.
What?
Hudson 327.
Oh, you're doing that one? People love that stuff. Eric Zorn is here.
What's the Empire? Empire.
2300 Empire.
Yeah. There you go.
All the hits.
It's going to be a great album.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
People have been waiting for it.
Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. Eric, I don't know if you have a problem with pigeons or the problem is more with the people who feed pigeons, but you definitely have a problem.
I've got a problem, Bill. My L stop is the Irving Park Blue Line stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a disgusting L stop generally for the pigeons. It's under the Kennedy Viaduct. I'm not saying it's the worst in the city by any means. I'm sure that there are other really bad ones. But essentially what happens is, you know, because you've got the rafters up there underneath the road, you know, the viaducts,
yes.
the places for pigeons to roost.
Yes.
And so they have to power wash to get the pigeon poop out of there and the feathers, and it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
And what the other night, my state rep, who's Jaime Andrade, who is the from our district up there, Democrat, was doing a late night Facebook Live video, and he was going to inspect the handiwork of the power washers. And he's there at like, I think it was like 1:30 in the morning, something like that.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this SUV pulls up, and this woman gets out with a 10-pound bag of rice and starts strewing it on the sidewalk. And apparently, this happens like just about every night. This woman, she seems to be the same woman who was involved in a news story a few years ago. She attacked Alderman Kappelman because Alderman Kappelman was trying to sweep her.
I remember
her
that.
Stuff. Remember this? Yeah,
yeah.
And this is apparently the same woman. I watch the video. She looks a lot like her. I'm not, you know, I can't do 100% ID. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say her name, but seems to be the same woman. And Neil Steinberg at the Sun Times did a profile of that woman, and she just goes around from L stop to L stop, strewing rice.
Right.
And I guess rice is not bad for birds. I think this is an urban legend. Mm. You know, brides are not, you don't throw rice because the birds explodes in their
right.
stomach.
Right. So they switch to bird seed.
They switch to bird seed, but apparently this is not true. But but maybe let's not say that because right. you know it's going to be the blood will be on this radio station's right. hands with dead birds everywhere. But so this woman goes around every night and strews the rice, and so the state rep Andrade goes over to her and says, you know, hey, please stop this. Please, I beg you, stop doing this. This is, look what's going on. Look what happens. Look what, you're attracting these birds. And she just cusses them out.
Really?
Just, it's like, get out of here. These are God's creatures. And I can't even begin to repeat what she was saying to him.
Yeah.
And you look, he like is filming and he films in the back of her SUV and it's like got tubs of essentially rice there. And she's going to go from, you know, stop to stop, underpass to underpass, throwing rice to the ground. And of course, the problem is that these birds are filthy.
Sure.
And I mean, there's one side of that L stop. I don't even use it. It's the most convenient exit for me, but I don't use it because the birds are just everywhere and the sidewalk is gross. And you just worry that they're going to poop on you. But it turns out that there's a $500 fine, $600 fine. The sign says $500, but it's I think actually now $600 for feeding pigeons.
Really?
Yeah, in the city, which makes total sense because these are flying rats, basically. And when you feed them, like if you encourage the population, they're already drawn to this underpass. So when you feed them, they keep coming back, it's a health hazard.
Their droppings are dirty.
Pigeon condoms, Eric? Where do you stand on pigeon condoms?
I think they should try birth control of some sort,
shouldn't they?
But probably the pill.
You meant condominiums, because then they'd be off the street.
That's also a good idea. What about both?
Well, the thing about this is that, you know, you don't want to have to shoot them or anything. But the thing is, if you don't feed them,
then you
also restrict their roosting ability through netting and so on, you can naturally diminish the population, which is the same way that they try to control things like deer and so on. They try to restrict them from places where they can eat a lot and. It encourages them to reproduce because they respond to the natural environment.
I don't know if we have this here, but I see this a lot on the West Coast. Anytime I'm in California, I see this a lot. A lot of places where birds tend to congregate, they have figured out ways. They have this thing. It's like a rudder. It's made. I don't know what it's made out of, but on signs and stuff, it keeps circulating to keep birds off of it.
Keep them from perching
and spending any amount of time.
Right.
Is that something we even have here, or is that just a California
thing? I haven't seen that here. I mean, there are certain. I mean, and people resort to all kinds of awful things to get rid of birds. There's this goop you can put down, and if the birds land on it, it like sticks to their feet, and it makes
that's
it really
terrible.
It burns their feet, that's almost like torturing them.
Yeah.
And it seems like you can use natural methods, like not feeding them,
or feed them in a park where it's away from things.
They don't really need to be fed. I mean, they're pretty natural scavengers. Like you wouldn't want to put food out for the raccoons in your neighborhood. We have some raccoons in our neighborhood.
Right. Some people do.
I know, but that's bad.
I know.
They should be punished.
So was this lady given any kind of a $600 fine for doing this?
She
or not?
Sped off before the cops got there. The state rep was telling people who were watching his live video to call the police.
Was he?
Yes.
Well, he must have got a license plate number or something.
They did.
Right?
Yeah, they did. It did not trace back to her. It traced back to a male companion of hers who was driving the vehicle. So I'm not sure what they're going to do, but it seems like they ought to stake it out. I mean, my feeling is that you really need to discourage this kind of stuff, and they need to crack down with his fines. I mean, I think that if you were to stake out someone like that, you know who this person is, you probably know where she lives. Put a tail on her some night, stop her, fine her a couple times.
Yeah.
She'd stop. She'd have to stop.
You would hope.
And I don't think that there are hundreds of people doing this or even dozens of people doing it, but there are people out there who feel like, well, they could just, oh, they're birds. They're pretty birds.
Right, sure.
The birds will be fine without you. It's like feeding the gulls or feeding.
You
just don't want to do that.
Right.
So
let's talk about Patty Blagojevich and her refusal to do anything. On our station.
This was news to me the other day. I was talking to John on our Mincing Rascals podcast, and John Williams, and he was saying, the afternoon host here on WGN, he was telling me that they've been trying to get Patty Blagojevich to come on the air to talk about why she wants Donald Trump to commute the sentence of her husband, Rod Blagojevich, the former governor who's in federal prison. And she won't come on the air, she said, because I'm on the station.
Because of you.
Well, because of me. Then let's get rid of Eric, because I'd love to talk to Patty. You
know, Eric, this is your last day.
I just want to say, it's been really fun being here. But who's out there?
John Williams is out there.
Yes, John.
But I'd rather have Patty Blagojevich, because she and I have the same mouth.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
I felt sorry for her when those tapes came out, because, you know, she didn't know she was being recorded, and sometimes I swear like a sailor.
Sometimes. John Williams joining us in studio. John, what happened? You spoke to her directly or through your email or what?
We've been texting back and forth on, I think, Facebook.
Yeah. And you wanted to have her on as a guest, as Eric said.
It'd be bad enough. It's bad enough that Eric is doing what he does. And then he talked about it on the Mincing Rascals. And now he's like tripling down on your show.
Oh.
So really, I have no hope now of ever scoring a guest we've been trying to cultivate for over half a year.
But I think that if you make it clear that I do not speak for John Williams or the station.
It's just personal thoughts.
Or Bill. I do speak for Wendy.
You do speak for
Wendy. No, you don't. Because you totally don't. Because he got way too much time in jail, and I have been
that's what I said,
completely 100%, and I thought you agreed with me on
I think his sentence if he had just said I did it, I'm sorry, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yes, he's been in prison way too long for that. But the fact that he won't apologize, and now his wife's going on TV and lying about
it. What do you guys make about that strategy, by the way? Playing Fox, you know, you go on Fox TV, the president watches Fox TV, talk to the president, and get the sentence commuted.
Brilliant.
It is brilliant. She's trying to get the job done. That's the place to do it.
Okay, but I'm trying to, but here's my pitch to her.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if just, instead of Patty talking to the president, 1,000 Chicagoans started tweeting at the president or whatever, saying, hey, you got to let Rod out early.
Yeah.
And the way to get 1,000 Chicagoans isn't to go on Fox TV, but to go on the big time radio station in Chicago.
Yeah, or WGN.
And if you can't get them, then come on our station,
right?
On my show. And the funny thing is, I like you think he went to jail too long.
Absolutely.
I'm no great fan of the Blagojeviches. I'm just saying, if you just ask me about that one single issue. Plus, I think she'd be a fascinating interview. So that's what I'm trying to score here. And I'm walking down the halls here today, and guess who's on the radio, but killing my chances.
Who brought that? How do I know this? I know this because John brought it up on the Mincing Rascals, because he's mentioned this.
Did you try
times.
To convince her, though, John? Did you go, look, Eric's opinions or Eric's opinions of whether they're right or wrong, come on out and share your opinion?
I think she's really hurt, and I'm not being sarcastic here.
What'd you do to her?
Nothing in private. I mean, everything I've written, I've written in public.
You said she should have gone to jail, too.
Oh, she's,
no way.
She was funneling. According to the prosecutor, she was getting paid $12,000 a month to do no work at all by Tony Resco and funneling that money into the Blagojevich family bank account.
Boy, there's a name you haven't heard in a while.
Tony Resco. Yeah.
But, you know, bygones, okay?
I don't know, though.
But come on, let's not. I mean, and she's saying that her husband is just in jail for fundraising and just normal fun. No, you know, he did some bad things. And if he just said, look, I'm sorry, I did this, you know, I apologize.
He did the same thing a lot of other people have done.
No, you and Patty should go out.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I know.
So as I leave, can I just throw a sort of a plea out to Patty if
yes,
you're listening.
Absolutely, John.
Don't come on Bill and Wendy's show.
Right.
I go back with her.
Eric doesn't have a show. Eric does not have a show.
I do not. I'm not paid by the same. I'm fine. This is Eric, easy.
Here's more bad news. Pigeons were supposed to be a guest on Steve Wintrust. Wintrust Business Lunch, they've canceled.
Lock
they're not gonna
them
do it.
Up.
Yes. Guys, thank you both for being
Bye.
Here. It's Eric Zorn, it's John Williams. John's on in a little bit. We'll see you in a week.
Yes, I'll be
I hope.
Oh, Patty Blagojevich just called. She's going to be on our show.
She is not. She so is not.
I bet you. Now the challenge is on.
Yeah, it's all on. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll say goodbye and find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill, and it's Wendy on WGN.